The event takes place Saturday the 15th at the St. Regis Hotel. Terry Orr said it's their only full-on fundraiser for the year.
And it ties into St. Patty's Day, which is where the first saint came from, not the St. Regis, but the saint of St. Patty's Day. And some people dress up because they want to dress in green things and leprechaun things. And some people go to great efforts to be a really good saint or sinner that may or may not be well known. And some people actually came in ball gowns and tuxedos because they thought it was a ball. So it's kind of anything goes.
She said there will be music and some mischief on hand.
Cocktails start at 6. We have dinner, dancing. Joe Muscolino's band is coming this year. Joe has a much younger, great dance band that we had New Year's Eve at St. Regis after Bernadette Peters. And folks said, oh gosh, we wish that had gone on longer, and would you bring them back? So this was a great opportunity to weave that together. We always have student performers there as well, musical talents, sometimes in the lobby or the funicular and sometimes right during dinner. We have shenanigans. The only way to describe that is you need to come and experience it. But things happen during the evening that are mischievous and you can be a part of it or not.
She also detailed some of the auction items at the event.
Certainly we have trips and spas and experiences like lots of other groups, but we also have, if you went to Boz Scaggs and you thought that was a great night, we have a guitar that Boz signed. We have a guitar from Natalie Maines this summer, one from Jewel. So those are fun things to add to your media room. And just some different items and playful.
The ticket price is $175 per person or $1,600 per table. Or said, for more information, you can go online, go to the Echo Center Bots office, or call 655-3114, and you should let them know if you are joining a table. Proceeds from the event go to student outreach.
The umbrella of that has expanded, and the Genius Store is a piece of outreach for us now. This last week, we had the Cedar Lake Dance Company in from the Joyce Theater in New York, and those dancers worked with Park City students. They could only take 25 in a master class because they wanted to really have an intensive workshop. Those kids worked so hard. Those instructors worked so hard. Kids showed up to the show. It was a great kind of symbiotic thing that can happen in a perfect world.
Terry Orr from the Park City Institute. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.